are listening to hardworking farmers from all over East Africa.
We want to celebrate you while giving you the knowledge that we hope will help you adapt and make your farms more productive and increase your income.
We want to support you and give you advice.
You'll hear from our experts and learn how to turn your farm around even as the climate changes.
Welcome to the Shamba Shaper Podcast.
A podcast that is helpful to the farmer,
good for the nation,
and useful to you. I am Elias Ngotho, passionate about agriculture.
And I'm Maggie Wamboi, an art lover in agriculture.
Karibu. Oh, the planting season is here. And this usually goes with the rains, which nowadays, we are not sure when they start. Luckily, the Kenya Meteorological Department puts out a seasonal forecast, which we will look into a little later. Farmers must be ready to plant before the rain start. Welcome our guest to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Kindly introduce yourself.
My name is Lillian, a crop specialist, currently working at Ashamba as an agronomist.
Mm-hmm. Lillian, what are the steps to follow to ensure that you are ready for planting?
It is important that the farmer know well before the season starts what crops to grow and on which fields. Once a decision is made, the farmers need to work out the inputs needed. That is the seed, fertilizer, and the chemicals for the different plots of land. If you are not sure, visit your local extension officer or an agro dealer that's near you.
Or get in touch with iShamba by sending an SMS to 21606.
So Lillian, how do you decide what to grow this season?
Wait a minute, Maggie. Lillian, at what point does soil testing come in? Isn't soil testing very important as it may help with some decisions?
You're right, Elias. Deciding on the type of seed to plant can be guided by soil testing. A soil test will tell what nutrients your soil needs and which nutrients may be missing.
Mm-hmm.
It looks mainly at levels of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium in the soil. This will guide you on the exact type and amount of fertilizer that you will need to use to improve soil fertility. The results of a soil test will also tell you if a certain crop will do well for the area in which you took the soil. You should do a soil test at least once every 3 years.
I see. Once every 3 years. Okay. So the time to do a soil test is when planting?
Mainly, yes. Mm-hmm. But you can also do a soil test if problems come up during the growing season, such as yellowing of the leaves.
I see.
To get the greatest yield, it's important to choose the right crop variety suitable for your area.
Mm-hmm.
If you are going to start your chosen crop from seed, it's best to buy certified seeds as these are sure to germinate. Some certified seed mature in, for example, 5 months instead of 9 months, and others are disease or drought tolerant. Also, make sure that you get the variety best suited for your area. Different varieties do well in different soils.
Mm-hmm. Pay attention to weather tips. Plan what you want to plant and when to do it. For example, if rainfall is expected to be below normal, you might want to grow crops that need less water, such as cowpeas or sorghum, or grow crops that mature early, such as kale or spinach.
Correct. Shamba ShapeUp has put together a short clip with the Kenya Meteorological Department seasonal forecast. Go to the link in our bio to watch the forecast today. For more information on the forecast in your area, get in touch with iShamba by sending an SMS to 21606. Now, to run some farm operations, you need knowledge and training.
You're right, Elias. It is important to realize that some farming operations, take for example horticultural crops like tomato and cut flowers, need knowledge and training. Do not grow a crop you cannot manage properly. If you must, start small. Learn from experience before scaling up. Try and visit other farmers who are where you would want to be and learn from them. Another thing to think about is how much money you can invest in growing the crops. Be sure that you have enough money to carry you through the season, that is from planting all the way to harvesting, storage, and transport to the market.
And while making these decisions, you need to remember about crop rotation.
Yes, Maggie. Crop rotation means you plant one type of crop one year and a different type the next. So, for example, plant maize one year, then rotate with soybean the next season, and then with potatoes the season after that. In other words, don't plant crops from the same family on the same piece of land for more than two growing seasons. A rotation helps control diseases and insects, as insects are attracted to different crops. This way, if you change the crop, the insect will go away too.
Very interesting. So we know that plants need food to grow. We've said that food includes water, but also nutrients, which can be found in manure and fertilizer. Lillian, can you tell us more about that?
Fertilizers have levels of nutrients such as nitrogen, phosphorus, or potassium. When you do a soil test, you will find out what nutrients your soil has and what is needed depending on the crop you want to plant. Fertilizers are the fastest and most practical way of returning needed nutrients to your soil. Using organic manure is a very helpful way of adding nutrients to your soil. The difference is that you do not always know which nutrients are in the manure. That's why it's a good idea to combine the two. Contact a shamba to find out which crops generally need which nutrients. This can guide which fertilizers to get if you have not done a soil test.
Farmer, we hope this supports you. Stay tuned. Keep listening.
This is the Shamba Shaper Podcast, a podcast that is helpful to the farmer,
good for the nation,
and useful to you. Now, let's move on to land preparation. How do we prepare land in a climate-smart way?
There are two ways of preparing your land. One is the traditional way and the other is conservation farming. In traditional farming, you dig the whole land over, sometimes as many as six times. Farmers use a hoe to do this, while others will hire a tractor. When the soil is turned so many times, that top-rich soil is lost along with all the moisture and nutrients, and this leads to what we call a hard pan. This is a thick layer of soil which makes it hard for water to get through. Hard pans stop water from getting into the soil and makes it hard for roots to form. That's why it's better to practice minimum tillage, where you disturb the soil as little as possible. Farmers with tractors can replace their disc plow and harrows with reapers. If you are using a jembe, only dig where the seed, fertilizer, and manure will be planted.
Okay, now what's your key advice when it comes to planting?
Number one, get the right spacing from row to row and from seed to seed. This will guide how to reap the land and at which distance to dig holes using a jembe. Spacing is different for different crops. The right spacing ensures each plant has enough room for its roots to get enough nutrients and water from the soil, and for its leaves to get enough sunlight, which makes them grow bigger and better. The right spacing also allows air to flow between your plants and reduces the risks of diseases such as blight from spreading from plant to plant. Number two, make sure your seed is planted at the right depth. Place it deep enough so that seed can take up water, won't dry up, and is protected from birds and squirrels from eating it. At the same time, it should be shallow enough so that the growing seedling can get to the surface before finishing its food reserve. A good rule of thumb is to take the width of the seed and times this by two. That's the depth at which to plant it.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, timing. Get all your inputs together so that you are ready right when the rains begin. Planting late by even a few days can greatly bring down your yields.
Mm-hmm.
It's best to plant 1 or 2 weeks before the rains. Mm-hmm. You can always set up a little nursery to get a head start. When constructing a nursery, ensure your seedbed is close to your water source and not far from where you will plant. Clear weeds and protect it from strong winds.
Mm. Say I want to plant cabbage. Kindly take us through how to go about it.
Mm-hmm. Cabbage seedlings are planted from the nursery after 30 days. transplant seedlings either early in the morning or late in the evening. Plant cabbages at a spacing of 60 centimeters between rows and 45 to 60 centimeters between plants. That is, 2 feet between rows and 1.5 to 2 feet between plants, depending on the variety.
To transplant, make a hole, add 2 to 3 handfuls of manure per planting hole, and 1 bottle top of fertilizer, that's around 10 grams. Plant a seedling in each hole and firm the base, then water well. Mix a recommended fungicide and insecticide with water and apply it into the soil. This will help stop early pests and diseases.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of farmers will be planting maize. Can you walk us through maize planting from start to finish?
Sure.
Plant maize at a spacing of 75 centimeters between rows and 30 centimeters between plants. That is, 2.5 feet between rows and 1 foot between plants.
Add 1 bottle top of DAP and a handful of well-rotted manure to each hole. Mix well with the soil. Place 1 seed per hole. Cover with a light layer of soil. Maize seeds should be planted according to how moist the soil is. If the soil is too moist, plant 2 centimeters deep. If the soil is dry, dig 5 centimeters deep. Welcome to contact us at iShamba to get practical tips on how to plant specific crops on your farm.
Thank you so much, Lillian, for giving us all this information. I'm sure our listener has learned a lot.
You're welcome.
We would like to hear from you. You can comment, you can give a suggestion, ask questions, and we will answer you directly, or we will link you up with iShamba for more tips and information.
Remember, Shamba Shape Up is also online. You can watch and learn a lot as you go into serious farming that can give you a decent living.
Until next time,
bye-bye.